A Writer's Monday, as is the second Monday of every month. And with us this morning is Paul Stimson, author and lay theologian. Define lay theologian for me.
Well, that's
move that over just a little bit closer. There you okay. go. You're good.
That's hard to do because it's not a defined category already, but I came up with the term because I have studied theology for quite a time and I've been writing about it, so how else to encapsulate it except to call myself lay theologian.
Now, how long, in a way, I guess my brother is. I mean, he's working on a master's in theology, so he's done a lot of studying and even does some preaching from time to time, so he's pretty much lay theologian, too. How long have you been writing?
Well, I turned up fairly early in my life with... I got good feedback about the things that I'd written, but I never really got heart and soul into it until really very recently. I was thinking about it this morning, and there came to mind the fable of parents of a small child who was showing no signs of learning to speak, and they got worried about it, and they took him to family doctor, and then from one specialist to another, and still he never uttered a sound, and all of a sudden one day he came out with a lengthy statement in perfect diction and flawless grammar, and they sputtered at him, but how is this possible? He said, well, I was waiting until I had something to say.
That has never been uttered about me. I just want to point that out. Now, I noticed in looking at some of your material, and I want to get into some of the stuff you've written and how you're trying to get it out there. You were with the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute. Is that as impressive as it sounds?
Well, yes, that's one of the foremost oceanographic establishments in the nation, and I came into it at a time when oceanography was not really an established science. It was an offshoot. The people who were doing oceanography were trained in other fields and had gravitated to it. It's become very much more a formal field yeah. now than it was then, and knowing myself as I do at this point, I think I'd be less interested in it if it were taken in that more formal basis.
Yeah, because it definitely, with the focus on the ecology and all of the preservation of species, it has really come a long way. Now, I want to talk about some of the things that you've written. On the front page of your stuff, first of all, is On Earth as in Heaven, Reflections on Life, Love, and Eternity. Now, these are very simply bound books. How did you end up... Have you done this yourself?
Yes, I've... From beginning to end, I finished compiling this series of essays that I had...
Let me throw in, when I said simply, I didn't mean that in a derogatory sense.
I take no offense.
Okay. You're bigger than I am. I just wanted to make sure got that straight.
Okay. Well, the industry calls this technique perfect binding, but I call mine imperfect binding because it is obviously not professional, but it came about because I had compiled a series of essays that I'd written mostly in the 1990s and on theological subjects, and I'm a person with a sort of a burning curiosity to see what it would look like as a book. And so I picked up a paperback book and figured out how it was made. And on about the fifth try, I had for myself something that looked fairly convincingly like a commercially bound book. So I want now to offer small scale bookbinding as a service to fellow writers. There are all sorts of small publishers out there who will do that, but they have exorbitant setup fees. And I can produce short runs for considerably less than that.
Well, prior to doing this, did you ever? Because I know from talking to folks from the Chesapeake Bay writers and other authors, it can be very frustrating. But had you attempted to submit things to publishers?
I have been trying to learn how the system works.
Yeah.
It really is daunting.
It's overwhelming, isn't it?
It seems that there's no way to get famous without being already famous. And fame comes in really curious ways. One step at a time, I'm hoping to find my way. And having these books put together in a form that looks like a book, I'm hope that will help things along.
Well, you have one called Paul's Favorite Limericks, carefully graded from respectable through racy, then risque, and on to ribald, and raunchy, and the last few are repugnant. But what I love is the first line of the preface: my late wife Meg called me a catalog of trivia.
That she did.
But some of these in the limerick book are just wonderful. They're just great fun.
Well, I put this together entirely from memory out of that catalog of trivia. And my current wife has been urging me for years to write these down lest they die with me. And shortly after I bound the first copies of On Earth Is On Heaven, I got thinking about, I just, all in one day, I typed out all of the limericks that I could remember. And
including the man from Nantucket, I might point out.
Yes, oh, definitely. And I put it all together in a bound book, all in one day. And,
oh, did you?
That was kind of fun. So
now you also have three, and I would call them mini books: Printing and Binding Your Own Books, A Brief How-To, Poetry 101, and Photography 101, but not for dummies, A Brief How-To Book. The one that caught my interest was the Poetry 101. And I must admit that I, like a lot of other people, when you think about poetry, you automatically start thinking about some of the rules of poetry, and you think, nah, I'm not going to do that. And you cover a lot of that in here, and it's really simplified.
Well, this all started with a member of my critique group who asked me some questions about poetic form one day. And in coming away from that, I thought about the responses I'd given him and the fact that probably there are other people who have the same questions. In particular, addresses the more formal aspects of poetry that have strict rhyme and meter. And, of course, these days there's a great tendency for free verse to occupy the scene. I'm not putting down free verse, although I do have one short poem of mine in the book, which takes a kind of a good-natured dig at the free forms. But the book briefly goes over the rules for rhyme and meter, and I hope that it's worthwhile to have that all in one package.
Well, these are all on your website. It is very extremely reasonably priced. Tell everybody your website.
It's It's part of the
Chesapeake Bay Writers website.
It's simply my personal page.
Oh, okay.
On that website, and the.
Well, you've done a lot of work on it, then.
Well, you know, I now that I'm in my 80s, I think I'm beginning to hit my stride.
Well, you know, the 80s are the new 60s.
That fits.
I'm hoping they start doing that with weight, too. So if that happens, I'm going to be my ideal weight as soon as they make that adjustment.
Well, I'm my ideal weight as soon as I grow to 8'7".
Paul Stimson, you can go to ChesapeakeBayWriters.org and go to Paul Stimson's first personal webpage, and you can see a little breakdown of the books and a little bit of a history on Paul. Are we continuing to write?
Oh, yes.
What are you working on right now?
Well, I've had very little success with fiction over the years. I've come up with only two scraps of fiction that were worth keeping, and the astonishing thing is that they both have turned into prize winners. Most recently, a little 500-word
The Whispering
story called Whispering, mm-hmm. won first place in the annual All-Stars competition. And so I'm really trying to come up with a new work of fiction, but it's one of these things where you can pump and pump at the handle and nothing comes out until I don't understand the process by which these things come to mind.
I'll tell you, it is amazing interviewing authors as we've have on how some of them can just constantly produce works and ideas pop into their heads. I think it's almost a pumping procedure. Once you get the water started, the water just keeps flowing, and I too am truly amazed at how some of these people can continually come up with ideas. It's amazing to me. Even from the standpoint of your poetry and the limericks books, and it's just amazing. I sat down before and I have an envelope full of small pieces of paper with ideas. That's where it ends. Still got the envelope.
Right.
But go to ChesapeakeBayWriters.org and you can go to Paul Stimson's personal webpage. Author, lay theologian. A lot of his stories are on his background. Plus, his stories are on there. Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you, Neil.
We appreciate it. We love having the Chesapeake Bay Writers Club in here. It is 8:21. Good morning.